I'd like us to turn tonight, the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 4, if you have your Bibles. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 4. We're going to begin reading in verse 1, and verse 2 will be our main text. Begin reading in verse 1. As you're standing for the word, I appreciate that. There have been many times throughout the years when through a midweek service or just in times of being tired, you seek the Lord for confirmation on what to preach. And this was not any different than that. Today was the last day of school, Sister Elizabeth said. So I, like many of you in the congregation, am a little wore out tonight. And I know that you are too. But I was walking into service tonight. Brother Brock stopped me as I was walking in. The music had already started playing. He said, "Son, get to your post." And I appreciate that. I know he was teasing with me, and I Brother Brock is awesome. And you know what? I was taking that as confirmation tonight on what to preach. In the book of 1 Corinthians, he's talking to a church that's young. Paul's talking to a church that has got a lot of good things happening. But in the midst of the Spirit of God moving and in the midst of things happening and growth, the enemy can come in and supplant ideas and infiltrate the way that people think. And folks can start to get ideas about the ministry and about their spiritual walk with the Lord. And this is the Apostle Paul speaking a very, very basic principle about being a part of the church. But I think it's vital still today in this hour that we live in, from the youngest to the eldest, about just being faithful, about standing by the post, about being where God would have us to be. And I feel like I'm preaching to the choir because you're here. I mean, you're doing what the Apostle Paul was admonishing this church to do, and that's be where God has called us to be. And so let's read this first and second verse, and we'll ask the Lord to help us tonight. The Bible says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." It is required in stewards that a man, a woman, a young man, a young woman, a boy, a girl be found faithful. Oh, to be found faithful when the Lord returns. Amen. I just want to preach on that tonight, being found faithful. Can we stretch forth our hands to heaven tonight? Let's ask the Lord to minister. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, tonight I pray that you would hide me behind the cross and behind your word. Lord, I pray that you would speak forth to our hearts. I thank you for this church. Lord, I thank you for allowing us to be a part of the kingdom of God. Lord, I pray tonight that you would encourage us, strengthen us, Lord, bind us together. God, I pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would break forth even as we begin to preach. And God, that it would draw men and women to you, Lord Christ, that we would find you around these altars, that we would leave this house closer to you, God, than when we came. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for everything that you've blessed us with here. I thank you for everything that you've given us at Union Road. God, I thank you for your word tonight. Lord, I'm just glad to be a part of your kingdom. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you tonight. We praise your holy name, Jesus. And everyone said amen. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Now, Paul here was initially talking in the context of ministry and speaking to ministers, the stewards of God, the men and women of God that have been called upon to be leaders in the church, leaders in the kingdom of God. But it's amazing to me how the principles of God, although they are set to go in this one general direction, it is awesome how God's word applies to so many more avenues than maybe even what the original author had intended. You see, faithfulness is a requirement amongst the ministry. It would be crazy if Sunday morning we walked in, the pianist playing, the music is ready, the choir is ready in the middle room, they're about to walk out, and all of a sudden it dawns on somebody, "Where's Brother Hurst? Where's Pastor?" and somebody gets out the phone and says, you know, I'll call him or I'll text him, and he says, I just didn't feel like it today. I decided I'm going to sleep in to 7:15. Yeah. If you know Pastor, that's pretty late. That would be crazy. We expect faithfulness out of the ministry. It becomes second nature that they will be there at the time they're supposed to be there. It's expected. It is required, Paul said, of those who are in ministry to be faithful. Because we understand that as the stewards and the ministers of Christ, there is an eternal responsibility upon the shoulders of men and women that God has called and equipped to lead folks to God and to advance the kingdom of Christ. But it is also the requirement and the duty of men and women who have been called out of this dark world and who have been transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. It is an innate responsibility, a call from heaven to be faithful to what God has entrusted into our care. This word here, I wanted to make sure that it was applicable, that being a steward was more than just being a minister. And I found that it is true that the steward is merely the caretaker of the house, of whatever has been entrusted into your care. That is what is your responsibility. As a husband, as a father, I am the leader and the protector of the home. I am the provider of the home, and it is my duty and responsibility to be the steward of my house. I cannot expect another man to come in and pay my bills. I can't expect another individual to lock the doors at night so that I can go to bed sound and make sure that everything's okay. No, God has entrusted it to my care to be the leader of the home. But in terms of spirituality, it too applies. God has entrusted me and entrusted you to be the leader in the spiritual realm of whatever God has given in your responsibility. We have been blessed with the truth. We've been blessed with the Word of God. We've been blessed with the opportunities to seek Him, to know Him. We've been blessed with opportunities to minister, young people. We've been blessed with opportunities to seek God, church. And when God blesses that, the Bible says, to whom much is given, much shall be required. And so when Christ returns, He's going to be looking for a church that is faithful to what God has entrusted them with. This principle applies to the young and to the old. Those who are saved and have been born again all bear the same responsibility of faithfulness. It is a requirement that goes hand in hand with our allegiance to Christ. Let us not forget that the Bible describes us as soldiers, that we are also servants, slaves to Christ. Bond slaves, loves to Christ, that we have given our life in allegiance. We have swore to Him. Sister Jennifer was talking about how that they still pledge to the flag at their school, and that banner still says under God. We too at our school pledge every morning, and I find myself almost every morning thinking about the reality that as I'm standing there, I swear my allegiance to the nation for which I have been born in and have a right to live in. I am a member of this country. But when I became a Christian, upon my conversion and being born again, I swore a lifelong allegiance to Christ. There is no room in any part of my relationship with Jesus Christ for an idol, for a false god, amen, for anything that would be worshipped beyond Jesus. I swore allegiance. Therefore, my faithfulness is bound in my relationship to Christ. It goes hand in hand. Now, where are three areas in our lives that I believe the Lord would require us as stewards, as believers, as followers of Christ, to be found faithful, especially in these last hours? I believe first and foremost it would be in our commitments. Our commitments, faithfulness to our house. You know, every one of us, I said earlier, play a different role. I have very small understandings when it comes to sound systems. But Brother Tim knows about that stuff. There's others in this church that have been blessed with that understanding. And I'm glad they know that, because if it was up to me, we'd be squealing up here, things would be popping, and you wouldn't hear a whole lot. But because somebody has a role to play, it's amazing how God can, in that commitment, fulfill the work of the kingdom. I'm glad we have folks in this church who know about construction, who know about building, who know about electrical work, who know about medical things, because you know what? I don't have a clue. But because God has entrusted it to them and they are faithful, it progresses the kingdom of God. Our commitments are what we have been blessed with, and if we will be found faithful in those things, we will see that God will bless us. It's the things that God has entrusted us with. Now, what are some commitments that God has given every one of us an opportunity to be faithful in? I think the first one is church attendance, being faithful to the house of God. The Bible says that we are to be stronger, more quickly desired to be faithful to the house of God in this hour than at any other time throughout history. Because we see that the day of the Lord is quickly approaching. Be faithful. Be faithful to the ministries that God has allowed us and entrusted us with. I can't say how much, again, I was encouraged to see all those at Sidewalk Sunday School, especially our senior saints. It was chilly on Saturday, and they had their blankets out there, but they were still excited and getting in with the kids. I was so excited to see our youth group there, our adults there. I'm telling you what, it is amazing when the kingdom of God sees the plan of God, sees the future of the church, and all of a sudden comes together in that commitment and says, you know what, we're going to do something about this. Now, maybe you weren't able to be there. That's all right. You can't make everything. We know that. But there is opportunities to be involved in the kingdom of God, not just Sidewalk Sunday School, but faithful to what God has allowed us to be a part of. I know we have different schedules, and it would be great if we could duplicate ourselves sometimes, because there's a lot of stuff that we'd like to do. I know that. But even being faithful to where you normally sit can be a blessing to those around you. You know, this year at school, we have a math teacher, wonderful teacher, and the kids love him, and he's phenomenal. And he was feeling a little bit sick, went to the doctor. The doctor said, "You are not going home. We're taking you in right now for a quadruple bypass." All right, thought he had a little flu bug, and it was a lot more serious than that. And he had to be out the rest of the year. Those kids missed him tremendously. Just his being there, they didn't realize it, but it was impacting their lives. And when all of a sudden that is gone and there's a substitute or an absence there, you begin to realize, man, that was really important. They're important. And when we're not here in the house of God, people miss us, miss you. And when we have an opportunity to be faithful, God honors that faithfulness. You know, I was thinking tonight, and if we were just being real honest, how many of you would say, "I'm tired tonight. I'm tired." It's all right to be, let's see hands tonight. I like hands. Praise the Lord. You're tired. You know what? God knows that. And he sees that. And he wants to honor that because of your faithfulness to your commitments. The second thing is our convictions. The Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you, Timothy, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." You know, church, we are living in a day and hour of compromise, where all around us the world is screaming that you are intolerant if you don't believe like I do. You know, it's hypocritical. They're intolerant of our being intolerant, you know, and so the world wants you to cave. You know, the world is going to begin pressing even more. We've seen it within the last few weeks when the Boy Scouts caved, a major organization that is based upon biblical principles. A pledge that you take as a Boy Scout is to honor God, to serve him, to give duty to him. And yet we've just allowed sin to enter in. There is a call for convictions to be compromised. We've got to stand. We've got to be faithful to what God has taught us, to what God has given us, what we have learned, even these last few weeks in terms of what Pastor preached to us about who we are and our beliefs and our fundamental doctrines. We must be faithful not to give in and concede in the areas in which God would love to identify us in. Being faithful to our commitments and our convictions. And lastly tonight, being faithful to our calling. You know, it's an amazing thing to be a part of the kingdom of God. It becomes almost forgotten how tremendous of a blessing it is to be a part of this kingdom. You know, I've been saved now. It's going on 15 years. It'll be 15 years this June. And for some of you, you think, well, that's like a bleep in the spectrum of things. And for our younger ones, they weren't even born yet. So that's great. 15 years. But I'm finding it's amazing and an honor to be a part of the ministry, to be a steward of the Word of God. You know, a lot of folks say, well, I'm not called to preach, but you are called to do something in the house and the kingdom of God, and that is to win the world for Jesus Christ. The Bible said, is the servant greater than his Lord? Jesus said that when he was talking to the disciples about serving one another at the Last Supper. He asked them that question, is the servant greater than his Lord? And that began to turn in my mind in terms of the world around us. You know, Christ, all he saw was lost souls. And he reached out. In any way that he could, he ministered. And folks were drawn to him. I believe that's because it was the heart beating for the Savior. But we too have been called into the family and kingdom of God. The Bible says that he is the head of the body, the church. That we are his hands and feet extended. Therefore, we too have the heartbeat of God. It is our calling to reach the lost for Jesus Christ. You know, I'm thankful that we get to go to the nursing home, and I know that there are others that have nursing home services too, not just the youth group. And you know what my desire was in the last few services? Just had an overwhelming burden. There may be an elder here who doesn't know God, who for their whole life has been searching for something, and here they are at the end of their days. You know, young people, it could be your testimony. It could be your song that leads someone to Christ. That is your calling right now. You see, we make the will of God seem so mystical and far-reaching, and that we've got to have a treasure map to find it. But no, I believe the will of God is today to do what he has called us to do, and that is to be faithful to what God has given us, to go where God has opened the door, to be who God has called us to be, and to reach the world for Jesus Christ. That is the will of God. That is the calling that he has given us today. You don't have to be the pastor, amen, to win someone to Christ. You can be the best plumber that God has called you to be and win someone. You can be the best realtor. You can be the best handyman. You can be the best doctor. But God has called us to reach the world for Jesus Christ. I have found an amazing burden in the last few months that the closer I get to God, the more it appears to me how far and how much I need him and how much this world is crying out for him. Church, God has called us to reach the world for Jesus Christ, and we've got the answers. Amen. We've got the answers. He's entrusted into our care. He's entrusted into the church's care to spread the gospel to the world around us. Let's be faithful. Amen. Sunday night, it was as if God revealed all over again how loving and faithful he is. When you've got a young man who gets saved, and all of a sudden, it's not but a few months, and his family is found at the altar. Amen. They weren't able to be here tonight, but it's amazing how God can get a hold of one person and impact a family, impact a life, impact a world for God and for the kingdom of Christ. You can make a difference. You can reach someone for Christ. Amen. I want the music to come if they would. I believe you are faithful. I said that earlier. I think that's why you're here. I think that's why we have folks here on Tuesday mornings at prayer meeting time. We have folks that get up early and prepare breakfast, the Senior Saints breakfast. We got folks that are just faithful. And it's a blessing to be a part of a church like that, because that's not found everywhere. But I want to do more, Brother Maggard. I want to do more. I want to see God move in our young people. You know, it's my burden that the Lord would really impact our hearts and our youth group. But I'm finding more and more. He's already here. He's willing. But it becomes our burden and desire to seek his face. that really is the determining factor of whether or not God would move. You know what, young people? I believe that God will move when we're faithful. He's been faithful. We don't have to ask if God's going to be faithful. He's already faithful. But we've got to be faithful to what God has called us to do, to who God has called us to be, amen, and to do the things God has called us to do and work in. Let's be faithful. Church, let's stand tonight if we could. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to see the Lord at work, and I'm thankful for the way He's been moving. Church, let's not get satisfied. Sister Brock, let's get hungry again. Let's just be faithful, and God will work. Amen. Church, let's come find a place to pray tonight. Let's seek the Lord. What would the Lord have you to do? Who would the Lord have you to reach? Maybe even tomorrow. Maybe tonight before you make it home. Let's be faithful. Let's stay with the stuff. Let's stay our post. Hallelujah.
Trials, never said I wouldn't fall, never said that everything would go the way I wanted to go, but when my back is against the wall and I feel all hope is gone, I'll just lift my head up to the sky, say help me to I will have to fight. But victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. But how can I expect to win if